Hello and welcome to The Word, your daily dose of Dominican preaching. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ellen Green, who is serving as Director of Development for the Sinsinawa Dominicans. Her reflection is entitled, It Takes a Universe.
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but underneath are ravenous wolves. By their fruits you will know them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Just so every good tree bears good fruit, and a rotten tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a rotten tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. So, by their fruits, you will know them. This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. People are a lot like trees. We grow up full of promise, open to the power of the rich soil of our family heritage, and the bright sunlight and abundant rain of their love. We develop gradually, eager for the moment when we can begin to bear fruit. Abundant, fresh, juicy, nutritious fruit that will feed others and help them to grow. We are dependent, more or less, on our caregivers, who, if they really care, prune us and nurture us as we stretch our emerging arms into the world. Then there are trees, or people, whose roots are sunk into dry, barren soil, who don't have access to clean air and rain and caretakers who really care. Is it the fault of the trees that they don't bear good fruit? Is it the fault of children that they don't have a home that is safe and food that is adequate? Is it their fault that they grow up making bad choices that produce bad fruit? When will we realize that the world we live in is an interdependent ecosystem that only works well as it should, when each individual takes responsibility for every other one? It is no coincidence that, according to the story in Genesis, our first parents let themselves be tempted into picking and eating fruit from a tree. Did it taste good? Maybe, but it didn't take them long to discover its bad effects. If there is such a thing as original sin, it must be our stubborn refusal to care for one another, to share our resources with each other, to make sure that whatever is essential to our lives is available for our neighbors as well. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a rotten tree bear good fruit. The essence of who we are is revealed in our actions, in our awareness of one another, our care for each other, our sharing of all that all of us need. We are one family, united and interconnected as much as a grove of trees. Some say it takes a village. I say it takes a universe. By our fruits, they will know us. Thank you.